Blast is something that we've just started peeking at. Can you tell me exactly what it is?
Yeah, definitely. So Blast Extreme is a protocol that we've been working on at VMware with Horizon. And, you know, what it is a protocol that connects from the endpoint to the data center. So all the traffic that goes across the network is handled through Blast. We came up with this protocol called Blast Extreme, and initially with the previous version of Horizon. And what we've done since then is extend that with an adaptive transport. So actually in the video you're watching right now, on the left-hand side, you can see, you know, Blast Extreme without the latest edition of the adaptive transport. On the right, you can see Blast Extreme with the adaptive transport. And, you know, when everything was fine at 200 megabits per second, a decent amount of bandwidth, everything is great. But now look what happens as soon as you go to what we'll call a non-ideal networks, right? So now all of a sudden you cut down the bandwidth to 5 megabits per second. You have a lot of packet loss, around 10%. You know, you might have this in a coffee shop or very long distances. You can see on the left-hand side, it's pretty much crawled to a slideshow, whereas on the right-hand side, it still gives you a good user experience with the adaptive transport. So, you know, what we've done is we talked about VDI and our vision really to deliver desktops and applications on any device, anywhere. What we've done with adaptive transport is essentially expand the use cases. So now, even if you're in a non-ideal location doing high-power graphics, watching videos, doing a 3D CAD application, you know, you might be in a coffee shop. You might be, for example, across a continent. You might be have colleagues across continents working on a CAD application, engineering application, or even in a different continent. Now you can still get a good user experience so that you can continue to use those high power graphics applications anywhere. So even on non-ideal networks now, we've added what we call an adaptive transport. It's a UDP-based transport. It has a lot of great technology under the hood, you know, forward error correction, new algorithms, predictive algorithms that adapt to these non-ideal network conditions and then automatically adjust to still give you a great user experience.